Blackstone Audio presents The Secret of Lost Things by Sheridan Hay. For Michael, My Own Tempest. For Experience, the Only True Knowledge. Herman Melville, The Confidence Man. Part 1, Chapter 1. I was born before this story starts, before I dreamed of such a place as the arcade, before I imagined men like Walter Geist existed outside of fables, outside of fairy tales. My time at the arcade would have gone very differently but for him, for his blindness. His eyes were nearly useless when I met him, and were it not for his condition, I would never have known about Herman Melville's lost book. Walter Geist's blindness is important, but it's my own with regard to him that remains a lasting regret. It's the reason for this story. If I start with my own beginning, you will understand how I came to the arcade and how it came to mean so much to me. I was born on April 25th, never mind what year precisely. I'm not so young that I care to put my age about, but not so old now that I forget the girl I was. My birth date, however, is significant in another sense. April 25th is Anzac Day, the most important day of commemoration on the Australian calendar. It is the day when Australians pin sprigs of rosemary to their breasts to remember those lost...